Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and breaks the luchos, and they were shattered into many pieces. So there's a famous question of whatever happened to the Shivrei Luchos. Whatever happened to these broken luchos? Were they thrown in the garbage, recycled? What do we find any sources for it? So it seems to be a discussion, Yerushalmi Bavli. Two different opinions. Everyone agrees they didn't throw them in the garbage. The issue, and everyone agrees they put them into an Aron Kodesh. The question is, did they put the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos, together with the full Luchos, the Luchos Abris, or did they get a separate Aron? So my nafkamina, besides the fact if you're filming a documentary and you want it for the sake of accuracy, where they were, what is there a practical difference with halacha whether the Shivrei Luchos were put together with the regular Luchos or they left separate? So perhaps a nafkamina would be, is we know there are different levels of Kedusha. There's something called Guf HaKedusha, like Stam, like that's what it says, Stam a Yid. Every Yid is a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, but Stam is Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, they have Guf HaKedusha. So, therefore, anything that houses Guf HaKedusha has a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. Gemara Megillah makes a distinction between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. So Tashmishei Kedusha, let's say the mantle on the Sefer Torah, because it's touching the Sefer Torah, the cover. Let's say on a mezuzah, not so much the mezuzah cover we could discuss as well, but the saran wrap on the mezuzah cover. So even though the mezuzah cover might cost $1,000 and the saran wrap might cost a couple of cents, the saran wrap that the mezuzah cloth parchment is wrapped in is definitely Tashmishei Kedusha. Perhaps as well, the mezuzah cover is as well. But let's say it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos regarding the tefillin bag. Whether the tefillin itself is Tashmishei Kedusha, so Pashas people, the opinion of Tosfos and others, that the tefillin bag is only a Tashmish to Tashmish. And therefore, in theory, Nizrakin. However, Tosfos points out that the letters on the actual tefillin, the letter not only in the, not that's the parchment, but the tefillin itself is perhaps Guf HaKedusha, the letters on the tefillin. So either way, halacha l'machmir, we don't throw out tefillin bags. But strictly speaking, a shofar after it has no longer use, Dalad Minim, other mitzvah purposes when they are no longer of use anymore, they can't be used. So the Shuvas HaRashba says, do it derech kavod, but you should wrap it up, but then you could throw it out. So there's Guf HaKedusha, there's Tashmishei Kedusha, and then there's Tashmish to Tashmish. It's like a step removed. That's like a din of Tashmishei Mitzvah. So in fact, that's why the Aron Kodesh could say, perhaps one might argue, well, maybe the Aron Kodesh is only a Tashmish to Tashmish. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that it's a Tashmishei Kedusha. So it's just a question of how do we explain. So there's an interesting Karban Nisana, which we don't paskin like, but he wants to say, it depends. Back in the day, the reason why the Aron Kodesh was a Tashmishei Kedusha is because they didn't they didn't live in affluent North America, and every Sefer Torah didn't have its own cover. They used to put the Sefer Torah back in bare and empty and naked without anything on it. And then when they decided which Torah they're going to use, they put the cover on. So back in that day, the Torah itself touched the Aron Kodesh, hence making it a Tashmishei Kedusha. That's why the Gemara calls it a Tashmishei Kedusha. But Bizman Hazeh, that we have covered, so it should only be a Tashmish to Tashmish. However, we don't assume that way. We assume it's even the way we have it today, it's Tashmishei Kedusha. You can discuss why. Some say if it's done with covered Sefer Torah, that gets the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, etc. Maybe you could discuss in Aron Kodesh now, some of this have vaults. So that's for Shemirah, maybe it's for Shemirah on both. But the bottom line is, the Gemara assumes it's Tashmishei Kedusha, and we generally assume that as well. So there are different levels of Kedusha. So we know this, we go with Malin B'Kodesh Ve'im Oridin. So if you keep Sifrei Torah in an Aron, you don't put books of lesser Kedusha. You don't just take a regular Chumash or Sefer and put it inside the Aron Kodesh. It's not considered proper. However, what about if you have a Sefer Torah that became Pasul? Can we keep a Sefer Torah that became Pasul inside the Aron Kodesh? So what would it depend on? It would depend on this issue. Where were the Shivrei Luchos? If the Shivrei Luchos and the Luchos were in the same Aron, so we see then you could do a Pasul Sefer Torah equal Shivrei Luchos, and you could put it together with the full one. If you assume they were in a separate Aron, it's because they felt that you couldn't keep broke, it was on a lower level of Kedusha. So since our minig is, we paskin, or we do, or most I think do, that even if a Sefer Torah is pasul, we still leave it in the Aron Kodesh. We might not use it regarding Kriyas HaTorah, but regarding Kedusha Sefer Torah, we assume that a pasul Sefer Torah still has the same Kedusha as a regular one, and it could remain in. Like the Gemara tells us in Brachas about the, we learn that from the Shivrei Luchos, that Tam HaChacham, Sheshachach Limudo, you still have to give him cover. The Tam HaChacham, if he forgot his warning, you still have to give him cover. So, too, you know, Shivrei Luchos also have the status, and therefore, v'halacha, that would be the issue, whether you could put a pasul Sefer Torah in the Aron or not. The minhag seems to be yes, and if we go along with that, that means we'll assume v'halacha that the Shivrei Luchos were put together in the same Aron as the complete Luchos.